So we'll continue our discussion on some inyanei tefillah. We were discussing last week about the din of Ma'ariv, the interesting machlokas, the dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid in terms of a person in the middle of davening, we'll call it shachar or mincha, and he remembers he already davened already. Whether he's davened the early mincha, now he's at the late minyan, and he forgot, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, what does he do? So the Rambam writes, Posek afil be'emsa ha-bracha. The Rambam says stop immediately, even in the middle of the bracha, just close up shop. However, the Rambam writes, but for Ma'ariv, if you're davening Ma'ariv, you remember in the middle, he says keep on going. And the Ravid, so the Rambam says, by shachar mincha, stop immediately. If you're in the middle of Ma'ariv and you remember you already davened, keep on going. So the Ravid jumps all over the Rambam. What's going on here? It doesn't make ein kan nachas ruach. It's not giving me nachas ruach what you're saying here. So what exactly does he mean? So we explained there was a discussion, the Kesef Mishnah or Chayim, what point is the Ravid disagreeing with the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah learns he's disagreeing on Ma'ariv. He says, so even on Ma'ariv you can't go backwards. The Rambam got shachar to mincha right, but by Ma'ariv also posek afil be'emsa ha-bracha. That's one way of learning it. And Rav Chaim learns the Ravid another way, that he disagrees, he's going on the first part. He says that the Rambam, he disagrees on everything. That you could posek afil be'emsa even on shachar to mincha. So it's a discussion in terms of how to learn, that's what we discussed last week. And then we started discussing the issue of Magen Avos. Magen Avos is, we say, Friday night in Shul. And the Gemara talks about what is the reason behind the Takana. Why do we say Magen Avos? The Gemara says because they used to have the synagogues in the fields out in the middle of nowhere, and the concern was to shade them, demons, or some other Takana. And therefore the concern was for those latecomers, who used to come to shul, were afraid they're going to walk home late, they're going to walk home by themselves, so they're still going to be davening, and it'll be a danger, so they instituted Magen Avos. So what exactly does that mean? So Rashi learns the simple pshat, that what does it mean? That while the chazan singing and the tzibur singing Magen Avos, singing it around, draining it around, by that time will give the person to catch up. And therefore, like in the morning, you say Kelada and all that, you have time to catch up, adding some more singing to catch up. And the Vilna Gaon says, nothing to do with that, it wasn't the Takan at all. He said, this is, the Magen Avos is Me'ein Sheva. It's a Chazaras Hashat. It's like, even though normally we don't have a Chazaras Hashat, at Ma'ariv, that's a separate discussion, maybe we'll go into another time, Baruch Hashem Yolam, according to some Shitas, you could be Yotze, Yishmon Esrei, with that. So it's a different, it's not the same exact form, but it's similar, but different. That's a separate takana, but on Ma'ariv Friday night, they have Magen Avos, the Vilna Gaon says Chazaras Hashat. So what does it mean? According to the Vilna Gaon, it's only for the chazan. In the Vilna Gaon's minyan, they will not be singing Magen Avos. Only the chazan will be. It's not for the tzibur to say. It's Chazaras Hashat. You listen to the chazan. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon says, who's this for the latecomer? The latecomer skips his own private, classical Friday night Shemoneh Esrei. By listening to the chazan's Magen Avos, that's how you fulfill your mitzvah of Ma'ariv that night. That's how it catches up. It's a Chazaras Hashat of the Tefillah, and that's what it means. According to Rashi, it really could be anything. You could be singing Kapitel Tehillim, make up your own filler, it's just a matter of stalling for time. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's specific, it's Chazaras Hashat. The one who came late should skip his silent Shemoneh Esrei and listen to the chazan. In fact, and even Rashi will be moldeh, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and the Rav also points it out, that's why even if you're in a shul where the chazan is, where the tzibur is going to sing Magen Avos, the chazan should wait until they're finished, and then he should make sure that he says that Magen Avos out loud. If it's a chazar, like we say by modem, many people, they say modem anachnu off the chazan, and then they just say the last three words. It's part of Chazaras Hashat, the people have to hear every single word of it. So therefore, standing by Magen Avos. Magen Avos is, you know, different minhag you sing, I don't sing. But even if you are going to sing, then the chazan should go back, or don't just listen, he should say magen avot. So because even according to Rashi, is moda that you could be yotzi with it. It's like, that wasn't the reason behind magen avot, but so the way we assume, so like the Vilna Gaon writes, one could be yotzi his chazaras hashat with the magen avot. So the shaila is, that's against everything, that's against the classical halacha, because the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that what about normally? You want to walk in tomorrow morning, or mincha, you don't feel like davening. No, I'm just going to listen to Chazaras Hashatz today. Does that work? It depends. If you're not capable of davening on your own, if you're the, that's one of the reasons it was instituted, then great. If you're the anal bucky, then go ahead and listen to the Chazan, that's fine. But if you don't want to daven yourself, so then it was never instituted for you, so you have to daven yourself. So how come then, it doesn't, so how come over here, even according to the Bahav who writes, that if you forget Yalav Yavo, you daven, let's say, Mincha, and you left out Yalav Yavo. And even according to the Bahav, who says that you just have to, you don't have to redo it anyway, because we can't concentrate that one. But in the Ikar Adin, you can listen to the Chazaras Hashat of the Chazan, that's already, if you already davened already, you just left out Yalav Yavo. But in the case over here, how could it be that you Yotzei, you're davening, you're Tzvilas to Chazaras Hashat, it doesn't work? So they call from the Beis Yosef and other Achronim, because Tzvilas Arvis Rishus, as we spoke about at length last week, that since Tzvilas Arvis, at least historically, the Yisodo is a Rishus, depending how, you know, different explanations in the Bahav, but Kvar Shavu Lachova, but fundamentally began as a Rishus, and therefore, that's why we don't have a Chazaras Hashat every Friday night at the Rambam, every week, all week long, there's no Chazaras Hashat because Tzvilas Arvis is a Rishus. Or the Rambam says, why could we daven Ma'ariv early? Ein midaktik of bizmanim. Again, because Tzvilas Arvis we should. So there's another leniency with Tzvilas Arvis we should. Normally you can't rely on the Chazaras Hashat for Shacharis of Mincha, but Ma'ariv is different because Tzvilas Arvis we should. So that's the Beis Yosef. So comes along the Achronim, the Prima Gadol, and others, ask an interesting question. So what do we say? We said if you come in late, the latecomers are able to rely, according to the Vilna Gaon and others, you can rely on the Chazaras Hashat for Tzvilas Ma'ariv. What about the following case? Let's say you missed Mincha Erev Shabbos. Friday afternoon, you're too busy, you woke up and was ready after Shkia, you can't have a Mincha anymore. So you missed Mincha unintentionally, because it's a din of Tashlumin. So the halacha is, we passed, you only have to the next Tzvila. The different opinions in the Rishonim, you could make up many Tzvilas. But we assume only up until the next tefillah. If I miss Shacharis, I have to make it up in Mincha. Once Mincha passes, Ma'ariv already is too far away, I can't do any more makeup. So therefore, what happens if someone missed Mincha completely, Erev Shabbos, and now it's night, so now it's Shabbos, so you daven, so what about the following, daven Ma'ariv, your normal silent Shemot Esrei? What about the Tashlumin, rely on Magen Avos? We said Magen Avos works at night, for the latecomer. So what about for the din of Tashlumin? Someone missed Mincha, so normally what would you do is you just daven two Shmon Esrei. But what about, since we said that you could rely on Magen Avos even for the silent Shmon Esrei, so maybe it works for Tashlumin for Mincha. That's what the Prima Gadol raises. He answers no. He says it's a good thought, but he says it's not going to work because it's true that what's the only reason why Chazaras Hashat works for Magen Avos, because Tzvilas Ma'ariv is Rishus. It's only because Ma'ariv is fundamentally optional, so then we could be Mako. But the second Shemona Esrei you want to rely on, that's Tzvilas Mincha, that's a Chova, Tashlum is a Chova, you have to make it up. It's a Din Durabun, and you have to make up a Tzvila you miss. So since you're making up Mincha, and that's a Chova, so therefore it doesn't work, and you have to dive in the second Shemona Esrei. We'll discuss in a second. What about then reversing it? Yeah. Then what about, okay, so let's do the Tashlumi, let's let the Tashlumi Mincha count for my first Shemona Esrei. So that's what we'll discuss. Can that work? Can you do the Tashlumin before the Chova or not?
Or what about if what you want to make up is Marav? You missed Marav, and can you then make it up after Shacharis by listening to Magen Avos?
But Shacharis is not Magen Avos. What do you mean?
Right.
So according to Prima Gadol says no, you cannot fulfill Tashlumei Mincha with Magen Avraham, because Minchas Achova, and in fact the Malamed Lahola even takes it a step further. He says in this scenario, when you have to make up Mincha with Tashlumin, he says, you can't even be Yotzei Meira with it. In other words, normally we say Tfilas Arvis Rishus, and then we're lenient. But we don't like being, we don't really like relying on Chazaras Hashatz for an individual. Tfilas Arvis Rishus, okay, we'll make it. But once you're doing Mincha, which is a Chova, so the Malana Hola says, in this case, the Meira, whichever, if you're not having two Tfilas, it takes on the higher level Tfila. Mincha is a Chova, Meira is a Rishus. Even though you're, it's Meira of time, but since you're even making a Mincha, he says they both take, even Meira takes on the status of a Chova, and you can't even rely on the regular Meira. So Malano says it's even more extreme, it's even worse than a regular case. And the Rashash...
He just said you can't do Tashlumin with a Meira?
Right, this, well, no, we said you can't do Tashlumin, right, you can't do Tashlumin. He's saying is, you can't, according to Malam Hol, you can't even be Yotzi your regular Meira. In other words, with the mug. Let's say I didn't want to daven myself. Well, let's say I went to the bathroom. I didn't daven Shimon Esrei yet, and the cousin's doing Magen Avraham. So normally for Meirav, you know, we'll make her that we let you rely on. He's saying in this scenario you couldn't rely on Meirav since you have a tashlum in Mincha. That makes that creates a stronger status for Meirav. And the Rashash says the opposite. He says. Then no. He says, which one piggybacks off the other one? If you have a tashlumen and a chova, he's talking in a different context, but he says, this principle, if you have a tashlumen, a makeup, and a chova, and a mandatory, he says, of course you go after the mandatory one. I mean, this happens to be a rishus, this mandatory one, but the one you're doing now. So he says, he says the opposite. Mincha takes on the status of Meirav. It can't be, the tashlumen can't be stronger than the chova. And if Tfilas Arvis is a rishus, so your tashlumi and mincha is also only the gezer rishus. And therefore, based on the Rashash, one could conclude then that one would be able to daven a silent Shmon Esrei, you'll be yotze your ma'ariv, and then you can make up tashlumi and mincha. That's a machlokas, the malamed l'holel, and the Rashash on whether, which one takes on the higher level. Does tashlumi follow the chova, or does the chova follow the tashlumi? And in fact, that's the machlokas the rush. So you know, I mean, you know, we don't usually rely on Magen Avraham, but we go with the Prima Gadin, and we'll repeat the second Shmon Esrei. So it's interesting on Magen Avraham. So we know the Gemara tells us in Brachas on Chavav, the beginning of the fourth parak, the Gemara tells us that goes through the different types of tefillas, and it tells us the din of tashlumin. If you forget Shacharis, you got to make it up a mincha. Gemara has a discussion mincha to Meirav for two different days. By Yerei Yom Echa, we begin the day at night. So he says, we assume it's good anyway. So the Gemara tells us the halach of tashlumin. So Tosfos there from the bottom of Chavav and Aleph, Mustaf is conspicuously absent from this equation. The Gemara doesn't talk about the Mishnah mentions Mustaf. But when the Gemara talks about the din of tashlumin, there is no mention of Musaf. So Tosfos asks, why did the Gemara leave out Musaf? So Tosfos, there was a Rashi, but it's a different shop, but we'll work with Tosfos now. Tosfos writes, he says, there is no tashlumin by Musaf. The reason why the Gemara left out Musaf is for good reason, it wasn't a mistake. Because Musaf by Shacharis Mincha Meirav, they're fundamentally rachamim, asking God, requesting God for mercy, and that we now need, we're depending on needs in God and everything. It's basically about Kosher's Rachamim. But Musaf is basically patterned after the Karbanos. The initial apartments of Hasenu, it's more of a din of Karban, not a din of Rachamim. And therefore, there's no Tashlum. Tashlum is based on Rachamim. So there's only makeup for Shacharis Mincha Meir, but Musaf, once the day passes, Avar Yomo Bato Karbanos. It's like the Karban. Once you pass the day, it's two. I can't bring a carbon Rosh Chodesh once it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So too, the din of Musaf, which is patterned after the carbon Musaf exclusively. So therefore, we say no tashlum. That's the way it's brought down. That's the accepted stock by Mosaic Tosis. So we assume there's no tashlum. And with maybe we'll discuss the Rashba another time. He has a different explanation. He's Cholik on Tosis.
I thought but Shachrit and Mincha are instead of the Korbanot also. Forget Musa.
No, right, but they're both. The Gemara Tzilas Avos Tiknun. So we said, so by Shachrit, Mincha, and Meirah, they're fundamentally based on the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Vasmach, it's also connected to the Korban, but the prime.
Rav Hirsch has the whole article showing how he really goes bracha by bracha, this one, specifically this one yesterday, how he really shows how it's connected to the Korban.
So I'm not saying it's not. The question is whether it's the primary or secondary. But that's how the Gemara. That's how the Gemara learns in the Rishonim that if the tefillah, of course, there is an aspect of, and even according to Tosfos, if you look at the Musaf, there are aspects of rachamim. But so we have to say primarily that its main focus of Musaf is the Karban, hence no din of Tashlum, and the other one's a primary rachamim. That's why it gets into the discussion of women, because it says, the Mishnah says, Nashama Chayavim Mitzvila. So, however, by Musaf, they're exempt from. First of all, why are they Chayav in Shacharit, or whatever they're Chayav in, why are they Chayav? Because Tzvila Rachamim, since, even though it's a Mitzvah, even though it might be a Mitzvah Sasesha as Mangrama, depending on how you learn, but Rachamim demands that even women have to daven. Women, they need God also, they have to pray this way. So why are they Pasha from Musaf? So this is so, because Musaf isn't Rachamim, it's a Dinner Karbonos, and other reasons, but that's why women are Pasha from Musaf as well. So Musaf is connected to Karbon, and whatever the reason, we pass in those Tashlumin. So by Shacharis Min Chamayav, there is Tashlumin, you can make it up to next Tefillah, but Musaf there is none. So the Magen Avraham raises a very interesting question. So let's say, you only have time to daven one Shmon Esrei. So you'll have to fill in the blank, whether it's 30 seconds, 45, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, depending how long it takes you to daven an appropriate Shmon Esrei, or whatever we do. So you only have time to do one of them. So the Shaila is like this. Most of we pass and you could daven Kol Hayom, you daven until, we'll call it sunset, and Mincha also you could daven until sunset, and that's it. So what happens if it's, we'll call it 5 minutes before sunset and only in time for one tefillah. So you haven't davened Musaf yet and you haven't davened Mincha yet. So what do you do? What should I do? Should I daven Mincha or should I daven Musaf? That's the question of the Magen Avraham. So first glance it seems to be an explicit Gemara. Because the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amad Aleph and Brachas in the fourth parak seems at first glance to be a similar Shiloh, but it's not the same, because they're talking about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's say it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you haven't daven Musaf yet. And so now they want to know, do I daven Mincha first or Musaf? I have 3 hours left to daven, but now usually we daven Musaf right after Shacharis and it's not an issue. But here, for whatever reason, you had to run off to work, you didn't daven Musaf yet, it's the afternoon now. So you haven't daven Mincha, it's Zman Mincha and it's Zman Musaf. Which one do you daven first? The discussion in the Gemara, but we pass in, we daven Mincha. Why? Based on the classical principle of Tadir, Vishaino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. If you have something which is frequent, with something which is not as frequent, Musaf we only daven on special days. Mincha, at least we're obligated to daven every day. So therefore, Mincha takes precedence. So if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you have it, and you're going to daven Mincha and Musaf, so the Gemara says you daven Mincha. The post can point out one qualification on this. If you're doing this with Tzibor, if you're davening in Shul, for whatever reason the Tzibor didn't daven Musaf yet, then you should daven first Musaf and then Mincha, for a totally different reason of not to confuse the people in the Tzibor. What are they going to think? I was in Shul last week, they daven Mincha before Musaf, and I know I daven Musaf 2 weeks ago at 10 o'clock in the morning, imagine I could also daven, I'm just making up to what you could think, but whatever mistakes I'll come to, so therefore not in general, not to confuse the Olam, so we try to keep the order in public. But fundamentally, if you're davening alone in Shul or at home, really, strictly speaking, Mincha takes precedence based on the principle of Tadjev Sheinot Tadjev. Like we put on our talis before the Tfilin every morning, the talis we wear every day, Tfilin just most of the day. So that's the Gemara. So therefore,
If you did daven Musaf, even though you're supposed to daven Mincha, did you have a tashlumin?
Well, I didn't say you should. So the Magen Avraham says you should daven Musaf now. He says specifically, he says, Musaf is no Tashlumin, Mincha there is Tashlumin. So getting back to our case, so everyone agrees if it's 3 hours left in the day, and you can do both. So based on the din of Tadir, so you should have a Mincha first and then Musaf. What about if there is no din of Tadir, meaning, well, you only can do one anyway. So it's 5 minutes before, so the Magen Rabbah says, since Mincha is the din of Tashlumin, Musaf is no Tashlumin, so if I dive in Mincha, I'll lose Musaf forever. So he says you should dive in Musaf, and then make up two Shmoneh Esrei. That's what the Magen Rabbah recommends. He's not saying it's a mistake. He's saying that's what one should do. He should dive in Musaf, and then Amira will dive in two Shmoneh Esrei to make up for Mincha.
He's saying that Tashlumin only works usually if you don't think about it beforehand. Here, you're going to need a Tashlumin.
But he's still, it's still considered, he's still viewing you as a shogeg. It's a discussion whether Ones needs, if an Onen is a shayla, whether he even needs Tashlumin, because maybe if you're pus or exempt, but it's enough for the situation where if he went ahead and specifically say, I'm going to wait now at 1 o'clock, I'm going to wait to 5 minutes to five, then you're right. But in case here, it's chiyas of a pshia maybe, but self of onus. So we assume there is tashlumin. So therefore, that's what he says. So the Nozer of Yehuda says, what are you talking about? He attacks the Magen Avram and says, Mincha wins. Like the Gemara says, he quotes the Yerushalmi, which seems to say a conflict between Mincha and Musaf, Mincha wins. But again, so Rabbi Kiva Eger, he tries to soften the Machlokas. He wants to say, really, maybe the Magen Avraham is not going against the Yerushalmi. If you look closely at the Yerushalmi, perhaps a scenario where, what did the Yerushalmi say? Again, the Yehuda says Mincha wins, and that's it. You lose Musaf, and that's it. You wait for the next Yantaf. They dive in Musaf again, the next Rosh Chodesh. But he has the Yerushalmi. So what does the Magen Avraham do with the Yerushalmi? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you don't have to say that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is. When does the Yerushalmi say Mincha beats Musaf? That's in a case where there is Tashlumin. In a case, but let's say there was a case where whatever this is, you amazed it, there was no makeup. So let's say if you didn't dive a Mincha now, you'd lose it. And that whatever we can make up our own hypothetical, but let's say it's a case of Mincha where there's no Tashlumin. That's when the Yerushalmi writes Mincha beats Musaf. But in a case where you can have Tashlumin Mincha, so therefore he wants to say the Yerushalmi is not against it, he needs to go with the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham, that's the major machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Nozer Yehuda, in terms of whether if you only have a time to dive a Musaf or Mincha, the Magen Avraham invokes the din of Tashlumin, and therefore he says, go with Musaf and then you'll make up Mincha later. And then he says, no. Mincha wins no matter what. In other words, this issue seems to be, we have a similar, has on the din of Tadir. How far, we know Tadir definitely works in terms of Kadima. That's the classical din of Tadir. You're going to do two things. Which one am I going to do first? Then I invoke Tadir. But do I invoke Tadir? Pashas, why is Mincha ahead of Musaf? Because of Tadir. But does Tadir fit in when the choice is either or? That seems to be a machlokas Rishonim, because there's a famous Gemara in the second parak of Shabbat at the end of the Chanukah stuff, then Kafei around there, Kafei on the base, that Gemara talks about. It's not a current Shiloh, fortunately, but it's a case where the Gemara talks about where a person only has enough money to buy either near Shabbat, candles for Shabbat, candles for Chanukah, or wine for Kiddush. The Gemara basically gives us the order, Ner Shabbos wins because of Shalom Bayis, that takes precedence. So what about second and third who wins? Who gets the wild card spot? So the Gemara goes through it, what wine for Kiddush has Tadir going for it? Because you do it every week, Friday night we're talking about. And Chanukah has Persume Nisa, the aspect of publicizing the miracle. So we have a conflict between Tadir and Persume Nisa. Who wins? The Gemara says Persume Nisa wins. And therefore the order is near Shabbos because of Shalom Bayis, near Chanukah because Persume Nisa, and then Tadir on the bottom.
The question was, the example of, for example, Talis and Tefillin, right? You put talus on because of tavir. But let's say your example, you have enough money only to buy talus or tefillin. What do you buy?
Right, in that case, it's tefillin. It's another issue because really we have another principle also. Makudish versus Eina Makudish, something which is Makudish like tefillin versus something which isn't Makudish, that's the whole Gemara in Zvachim, which basically, our meaning is which says basically you could pick and choose when you have a case, but...
So what, aren't tefillin a chiyuv and talus?
Yes, that's another thing, reason why they buy tefillin, because you don't have a chol. If you're wearing a four-cornered garment, that's why we go with the tefillin. That's one of the Gemara in Kedushin discusses that also in the... By the Chav Tess over there in Lamed, yeah.
But even touch it, like let's say with the Parsha of the Shavua, when there's a Yontif, it gets bummed.
But actually, that's the Kasha Tosis has, right? I'm about to ask her right now. Tosis has, so what about, and I think it's happening next year, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. I think it's on the calendar next year, we might have one if I recall correctly.
Oh, you have three
Sifrei Torah. So you have three Sifrei Torah. So what's the order? So Parsha Shavua always wins. So what about now Rosh Chodesh? Or we're going to read from Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. So what's the order?
Well, Rosh Chodesh is the next Tadir.
So therefore, based on the Gemara, we said Persume needs to be Tadir. So what should be the order? The order should be Parsha Shavua, Chanukah, then Rosh Chodesh. And of course, I'm bringing that because it's not the order. When we read three Sifrei Torah, we read Rosh Chodesh first and then Chanukah. So Tosfos is. How does our minhag of Kriyat HaTorah, we read first Rosh Chodesh, and then we read Chanukah, how does that fit in with the Gemara's principle of that Persumei
needs... Read as far as the Persumei needs, that's the lighting
of the Israel. Good, so we'll see, that'll be one approach in the Rishonim. But before that, let me just get the other one first. So the simple answer is what? The Tosfos quotes from some. Is the Rashba, but I don't know if it's not the same Rashba, he quotes that, when do we say, Persume Nisa Adif? That's a question of either or. The Gemara is talking about, you only could buy near Chanukah or wine. Okay, either or is a different question. Then we invoke the principle of Persume Nisa Adif. But Tadir, if it's a case of Kadima, so then we do apply Tadir, which ain't no Tadir, that's a summary shown in morning, no Kasha. The Gemara's question was, you only can do one of them, so then if it's a choice of one, then Persume Nisa Adif wins. But if you're doing both, the question is the order, so then Tadir. And others say no. Persume Nisa Adif wins all the time, whether it's a choice or if it's only one. Clearly the only one, the Gemara has that case. So if that's the case then, so why are we reading Chanukah last, according to other Rishonim, it's very, we understand. Balak and the Gemara in our minute, it's Tadir works when there's a choice, and Persume Nisa Adif when there's no choice. According to the other Rishonim that say, Persume Nisa Adif, even if there is a choice, so how come, according to them, our Kriya HaTorah is out of order? So the answer is no, because it says Adif, but it didn't say Kodem. Normally we know Achron, Achron, Chavif sometime. Why is here being last best? Because it's another halacha. We want to read from the Haftorah of Chanukah. The halacha is, you read from the Haftorah, from the last thing you read. The dot goes over here, by putting Chanukah last, we are giving it more covered. It is Adif, and that's why, so that's how they explain the Gemara. So if that gets to your point, so what about then during the week, when you have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah? So what do? What do we read first? We read Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. Alright, so again, so according to the first school of thought, it fits in. You're doing both. Tadir, Rosh Chodesh wins, and then you do Chanukah. According to the other school of thought, that Persume Nisa, there is no Haftorah during the week. So why in the world do we read Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah? That's the point he's making. Kriyat HaTorah, there is no Persume Nisa, it's nothing. Neir Zecharia, there's an obligation on Chanukah, the Chiyav, to read the Torah. So that's only 8 times a year. But Rosh Chodesh comes down more, therefore, so point to everyone, everything fits in. So you have...
Do they ever take out the variable Persume Nisa and just compare it to, let's say, buying wine compared to getting a lulav and esrog, for instance? Or?
The Gemara only talks about those three. I mean, you know, then obviously then you get into what the rules are in terms of Kadima in general, right? You know, what's the chiyuv, what's the daraisa, you know, right, then you have, then we have to go through, you know, each thing. But the Gemara over there only talks about those three things, Hanukkah. So according to each school of thought, we have the principle. So therefore, and in fact, that's how also I think the issue is, there's a famous dispute in terms of Havdalah after Shabbos Hanukkah. You're going to light, do Havdalah, and you're going to light near Hanukkah. So major machlokas in the poskim and the achronim, what's the order? Should you do Havdalah first Saturday night, or should you do near Hanukkah? So in shul, the minig is that you do near Hanukkah first. The Rav has a whole, Rav Chaim has a whole shtickle on it, but you do Hanukkah first in shul. And at home, it's basically, as the Gemara says by the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, it's the Ovid Kamar. Basically, whatever your minig is, keep on doing. You have basis. So the poskim are split on what you do at home. So what's in the kudas HaMachlokas? It seems to be clear cut. Near Hanukkah is Persumei Nisa, and Havdalah is Tadir. Didn't the Gemara tell us Persumei Nisa? That seems to be the same issue here. If you say Persumei Nisa, as if wins all the time, either or a choice, then you go home, and you're making, even at home, you light your Near Hanukkah, and then you have Havdalah. But the issue is, like the first school of thought, so then Persumei Nisa, as if wins, you're only going to do one. But if you're going to do both, so then we assume you do the Havdalah first and you do the Near Hanukkah, because that fits into that issue. So is there anything here with this Machlokas and Nod de Yehuda and the Magen Avraham? In other words, how, you know, it's like we had the issue of Persumei Nisa Adif. Is that an issue of either or only either or of both? It seems to be, the Nod de Yehuda seems to be learning a din of Tadir. It's not just a din of Kadima, but it's even a choice of either or. He seems to say that Mincha has a Mincha based on Tadir. Has a stronger role. So that's the Machlokas, the Nod de Yehuda and the Magen Avraham. So comes along the Tzlach and has very interesting kasha. He says as follows. So what we say, if the choice is a Mutzah or Mincha, it's the Machlokas, Magen Avraham, and the Tzlach, which one you daven. What about the following case? You didn't daven Shacharis that day. So now, when let's say today with no Mutzah, but you daven Mutzah, it doesn't make a difference. Now, again, 5 minutes to go, one Shmonis way left. Do I do Tashlumei Shacharis? Do I make up my Shacharis that I didn't daven yet? My last chance is until sunset. After that, I can't make up Shacharis anymore once I move into Ma'ariv. So do I do Tashlumei Shacharis? Or do I just daven the Tefillah of Bizmana? I daven Mincha is the time, and then I miss that on my Tashlum.
Or do you say Shemesh B'Gibbon Dom, and then you have more time?
Yeah, Razi. Is what? Exactly, so that's what the Tzlach raises, what Razi's raising. Let's assume we argue you make up Shacharit, but Razi's saying, what's going on here? So that means you're doing this. First of all, there's a whole discussion, number one, we'll see in a minute, whether you can do the Tashlumin before the Chova. So certainly, if you assume you can't do the Tashlumin before the Chova, certainly you can't do that Tashlumin in a vacuum, because you know, one can argue it only takes its piggyback onto the Chova. So how could the Tzlach even bring up the question of that? Like, it seems to be like, if you only can do one, then you have no choice. How can you do a Tashlumin without a chova? So that's the question the Tzlach raises. And is what is the reason? Why is it? That's the halacha. Whatever we're making up, we do the chova, and then we do the tashlum. But the question is why? What's that based on? Why do we first do the tefillah of Bizmana, and then do the tashlum? What's it based on?
Could be tadir.
Right, everybody has to do Lavush, right? So he goes to Lavush, Lavush writes, It's based on Tadir, since hopefully you're not making up davening every day. Hopefully you are davening every day. So therefore, it's Tadir, the Chova, versus the Tashlumin. So the Tzlach says that that's what it's based on. So Tadir is only a din l'chatchila. In other words, in any of the halachas of Tadir, it's not li'ikuvah. It doesn't mean even if you messed up the order, no one says you don't fulfill the mitzvah. It's a din l'chatchila, how to do the order. So according to, he uses the Lavush and maybe he says to other people also, he says, since the whole din of doing the chova first before the tashlum is based on tadir, that's all things being equal. But in the case where I'm going to lose that on shacharis, that who cares? Chuck out tadir, do your tashlum a shacharis, and then do tashlum a mincha. That's what the tzrach raises. That's yeah.
He's still known.
What?
In that situation, he's still known.
Because no, at that point, so we're assuming he had a good reason why he didn't have him. I think
he had some good reason.
The fact that we're letting him do tashlum and shacharis shows he's had a good reason. Or else it wouldn't, by definition, it has to be a shalom, because if it wasn't a good reason, there wouldn't be any tashlum. So whatever the hypothetical you want to make up, he's chayiv in the tashlum still. That's the.
And now since tashlum,
you
can take.
The since he says shlach raises, maybe here, even though normally tadir, that's only a din lechatzila. Maybe in this case, we don't want to mess up a shacharis, so the shlach says, go ahead and do the tashlum shacharis, and then you'll do two
shemayim. I'm showing my ignorance, but I'm by Shana Lomed. It sounds like Tzrach. What is it? Who is that person?
No, the Tzrach. It's the same as the Elliot.
It's
the Sadi Lam Echet. It's the Nod of Yehuda. It's the same. Yeah, Dogel Maravot. It's all the same person. So that's the.
He's assuming that you. I mean, how do you do it? So by thinking that this is the tashlumin.
Right, well, you're always saying it's always.
That's not an automatic thing.
No, right, but it's the kavanah tagavra is kovei the tefila. So you're having in mind, this is the tashlumen.
But is that
what's coming? That's what the. Well, that's, I'm going to get to right now. So this tzrach is a tremendous chiddush in many areas, and in fact, it seems to go against the rift, which is also it seems to be the simple shot of the Gemara in brachas on chavav and beis. The Gemara has the following case. The Gemara says, when someone goes through all the different cases, now the Gemara says, what about this case? Mincha Shabbos. You fell asleep after the Cholent, then you woke up, it's already dark. And now you didn't have a mincha, so you have to make up your mincha. So you dive a Myra, but then you can do a second Shemoneh Esrei, a Tzilat Kol, that's forgiven. So the question is, which Tfila do you do have Dolan? You know, at Tachon and Tanui we say, in our davening after Shabbos. So, you know, so what do you do? The first one's the Chova, that's Myrav, we say Atafan and Tano, and the second one, you don't, so that's simple. Okay. What happens if someone messes up? Let's say a person said the Havdol in the second Shemoneh Esrei and not the first. Does he say, forget about it, keep on going, that's it, he's Yose? Or does he have to daven the third Shemoneh Esrei? So the Gemara says he has to daven the third Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says it, and the way Rashi learns it, because why? Because the fact that he did Havdol in the second Shemoneh Esrei, that showed what? That he's doing, his Meir is the second one, his Tashlumin is the first, and we all know, and then Rashi's going to the Gemara Likuva, you know, everyone knows you can't do a Tashlumin before the makeup, even Likuva, and therefore you have to dive in the third.
I thought it was that you say
Tadir
is only
Lechatila. No, I'm saying that was the Tzrach said it. Now we're asking a question on the Tzrach.
Oh, okay.
No, that, but this Gemara, in fact, and what is, why when you have to dive in the third one Esrei, the Gemara goes on and says, so, but yeah, let's say you're davening Myrav. You're davening Myrav, you didn't miss Mincha. You made Mincha. You're davening Myrav Saturday night, and you left out Havdalah. And now you finish Shemoneh Esrei. So Kim, I forgot to talk about Antonio. So what's Talach? Do you have to daven over again or not? The Gemara says no, because we're Mavdi al Kos. You can go home or you're here in Shul. You can hear Abdullah on the coast. It's okay, keep on going. You don't have to go back. So the Gemara says, Akasha, what's going on here? Do I have to go, if I forget, is Abdullah an important part of the Shemoneh Esrei or not? The first Halacha implies that what? That, because I said Havdol in the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, I have to go back. And now from this Gemara, we know it's not, so that's what the riff answer to what I just said is, that no, it's nothing to do with Havdolah. If you just forgot how merely forgetting Havdolah would not require you to go back. In fact, the riff would say, if I did Havdol in both Shemoneh Esreis, or in neither, I wouldn't have to go back. What's that? Nothing to do with Havdolah. Havdolah you never go back for. But as long as you're doing Havdolah both. So why does the Gemara say you have daven a third? Only because you did the Tashlumin before the Chova. And now you have to go back for it. that's clearly against the Slach. So based on the past, based on the way many of you shown him wearing that Gemara on the next page, you can't do that. You can't daven, you can't even daven the Tashlumen before the Chova, so certainly you can't daven the Tashlumen in a vacuum.
It has to do with the
Kabbalah. Right. It depends how you define the kavanah. By saying Asach and Tana is defining the kavanah Sagarva. Right, I'm just saying it depends.
Right.
It is the kavanah Sagarva, but what defines the kavanah Sagarva, one could argue about. Right.
But
it's the same Shimon Esrei, yeah. No, because then you could dive in the same Shimon Esrei. It's just, you know, even though you have it in mind, but you think in those cases you won't go back. Therefore, this clearly is against the Tzlach. The Tzlach said, what should you do? You should do Tashlumei Shacharis and then make up Mincha later on. And it's only based on Tadir, but it's very difficult to say this halacha of a Chova before the Tashlumei is based on Tadir because it goes against the Gemara. The Gemara itself says, that you have to dive in, you know, of course the Tzlach, you have to come up with an interesting reinterpretation of how to learn the Gemara. Doesn't spell it out. The way, the simple way to learn that Gemara is that way. The Tzlach would just come up with another way of learning that Gemara. So, but that seems to be we seem to go not like the Tzlach, and therefore in that scenario we would assume that you should dive in, you can't do the Tashlum, as Raji points out, you dive in your Mincha, and that, and you probably, you move out on Shabbos, you miss out on Shabbos, albeit with an interesting Slach anyway. And then, while we're on that, there's an interesting discussion on Ma'ariv on Motzai Shabbos, right? The Gemara discussed the case that you forgot a Mincha Shabbos, and now you dive in two Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv. What about if you miss Ma'ariv Motzai Shabbos? So the luck is, like any other day, you have to make it up by two Shacharis. Okay, that's fine. So where do you put Havdalah in Shacharis? So what's the Pashtus? The Pashtus, what would you say? Where would Atachon Atano go in the first one answer or second?
Sure.
The second, right. As the Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim, right? Because why? Because the first one is Shacharis. The second one is you make it up a Ma'ariv, so you say Atachon Atano.
Do we already do Havdalah already?
Right, assuming the case that you haven't, let's assume you haven't heard Havdalah yet. You have until Tuesday, right, if you made up though, you wouldn't need it at all. So I'm saying, in a case where, whatever the case is, where you still have it, not Yotze Havdalah, so what would you do it in? So, you do it in the second one. It comes along Rav Chaim, salvation, and says, what are you talking about? It goes in the first Shmoneh Esrei. He's out, in that first Shmoneh Esrei Shacharis, you put Havdalah in. So the question is, what's going on here? What's in the Kudas HaMachlokes? What is the issue at hand between the Mishnah Berurah and the other poskim and Rav Chaim, Rav Akiva Eiger, so they point out what is the connection between Atachon Atano and Tfilas Ma'ariv? Is it an inherent connection or it's coincidental? What do I mean? So clearly, the Mishnah Berurah is learning it's inherent. Atachon Atano is part of the Tfilas Ma'ariv, and therefore when Tashlumei Ma'ariv, so this is part of my Ma'ariv, it's in the Siddur. And now when I get to Tashlum and I throw it in. Rav Chaim says, no, that's purely coincidental. The din of Atachon Atano has nothing at all to do with Tfilas Ma'ariv. It just happens that 99.9% of the time, the first tefillah you are davening after Shabbat is over happens to be Ma'ariv. That's purely coincidental. The halacha is the first tefillah, the tchol after Shabbat, that is the halacha you require to say Havdalah. And therefore, Rav Chaim says, if you miss Ma'ariv at night, it's a Shacharis. It's nothing to do with Shacharis or Ma'ariv. It's your first tefillah, so you should say Atachon Atano in your first Shmoneh Esrei, and don't do it in your second. Which part?
Because it's not inherent to Ma'ariv. So you don't know that you're doing your Chova. If you do Ma'ariv,
he's saying that's how the Slach would learn, you mean.
Yeah.
They say, right, I'm saying, right, according to, by saying Atachon Atano, no, I mean,
it's a question from the Gemara.
Yeah, right.
If
Atachon
Atano is in the first
two, that's right. He's saying that the Gemara says if you said Atachon Atano by mistake or whatever, you said it in the second instead of the first, you have to, that's what the Gemara says. Right. Now, what's the Tana Gemara, you know, we could discuss. But the Gemara just says if you're supposed to daven it, you did it in the wrong one. So, here the Rechaim is saying you're davening in the right one. It's not the...
You were yosed at Pasam and Tam according to the Gemara. The problem is, it's just Mofia.
In terms of that, in other words, the case was your cover, you know, depending how you learn it, but what the assumption the Gemara is, by you putting Havdol in your second, you are basically saying, I wanted the second one to be a Chova, the first one to be a Tashlum, and that's why it's a no-go. But not because you... But
even if you put in your first one, you could be saying it's Tashlum. So
it
has nothing to do with
Marv. In theory it should be the first one because...
But it doesn't show anything about what's feeling.
Right. If you're saying it's your first tefillah, but I guess he's just assuming in a normal scenario when you're davening after Shabbos, the normal scenario is to say Havdalah in that, you know, in that first one.
You're saying
the second one because it's a
whole. I think you don't say it at all.
No, that could be today that we yosik Havdalah Kos, and then maybe you don't have to say it at all anymore.
I thought that was the idea.
But wouldn't you have been with Chazal instituted two Havdalah?
It was the din in Marav, and you didn't have Marav. So the fact that the Shum has to be.
So if you didn't say the effort, you have to miss
out. The Shum has to be the Tefillah. I'm also thinking in terms of the Shulim of Marav Motzi Shabbos and the Shulim of Marav on Shabbos. This whole issue in terms of the Teshume davening has to be the same davening that you were put in there. In other words, if you want to, there's a whole issue.
If you want the makeup has to be. What are you saying?
If you step through, like in terms of mincha,
well, you missed.
Then you want to do Marav.
Right, so the Marav has to be, the Mincha, the Tashlum is always the same Shemoneh Esrei as the Chova, right?
So the Tashlum doesn't include Shabbos. So the issue is whether you can make up Mincha at all.
No, but that's not an issue. I mean, the Gemara says it's good. So, that's the toast. No, we assume in both cases, that's the given in the Gemara that if I take Friday afternoon, I miss the 19 Brachos on Esrei, we assume seven brothers. No, the Gemara Tosis, but Tosis raises the question is a different child. Is let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's the last Mincha before Rosh Chodesh is over. So you daven Mincha, you left out Rosh Chodesh. Just you didn't daven Mincha at all. Nothing to talk about. You daven.
Right.
So if you daven Mincha and you left out. Yeah, the other thing, you have a machlokes rishonim, but you have to daven.
So the thing is that hits me is I thought with the replying issue, the issue was not to do with any otachon and tanim. I mean, it's not just you're using replying because you say otachon and tanim in the first because that's the first few.
Yeah, they did in the first few like calls.
There was another sheet that would say you don't say otachon and tanim at all.
No, that's
because it's a bit in Marav.
Well, okay, good.
And therefore, even tashlum. Even the Shulmei, the
Shulmei
can't be
without
Tachon and
Tanu
because
Tachon and Tanu is a good remark. I think there is a Shita like that. I'm just saying that I was just quoting the Mishnah Berurah.
Oh, okay.
But I think there is another Shita like that in terms of what you're saying.
The Mishnah
Berurah says he's saying the second one. Yeah, he did that. And that's the Pashas. I'm thinking without any Lundish, you would think, you know, that's it. Well, I'm making a buyer of, you know, right. I'm saying that Rosh Chaim raises that issue, right? And then the third is Shita, which...
I didn't know the first one.
Right, so to summarize, so we're discussing the Machlokes, the Magen Avraham, and the Noda Behuda, what happens if someone is... It's time to daven one Shemoneh Esrei. It's either Musaf or Mincha. What gives ordinarily Mincha wins over Musaf? The Gemara says Tadir, Rishenu Tadir, Tadakodem. But here it's a choice of either or, not both. So the Magen Avraham says since there's no Tashlumin at Musaf, daven Musaf, and then you make a Mincha with the Tashlumin. And Noda Yehuda says no, Mincha always wins, and he quotes the Yerushalmi. But the Kibbeh Eger says maybe the Yerushalmi is not really against the Magen Avraham. It's a case where you can't make up Mincha either, and then in a scenario where you can't make up Mincha, and you only have a choice to do mincha musaf, then mincha would win. And we said that the whole discussion on the Gemara and Shabbos about the you only have enough money for near Shabbos, near Chanukah, Kiddush, near Shabbos when Shalom Bayis, near Chanukah for Sumei Nisan and Tadir. But the so we see for Sumei Nisan Adiv, yet when Shabbos Rosh Chodesh we do Kriyas Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah. So some Rishonim say, yeah, if it's either or, for Sumei Nisan wins. If you're doing both, the question is order. So then you go with Tadir. And others say no. For Sumei Nisan Adiv all the time. Aye, so why is Chanukah? Well, actually, it is not if you get to read the Haftorah. And then we said, what about when there's, let's say, during the week, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah? So again, going to the first school of thought, it fits in fine. Tadir wins. Tadir takes Kadima, then you do Rosh, then you do Chanukah. According to the other school of thought, there is no Haftorah. The answer is that there is no Tadir, there is no Persumay Nisa in the Kriyas HaTorah. We said, that could also be the issue when you go home, what's the order? You do Havdalah first on the Chanukah, depending on how you learn this Machlokas Rishonim, whether Persumei Nisan Adiv wins all the time, or only if it's either or, if you're going to do both, then Tadir. Then we discussed the Srach, raised an interesting question about what happens if I didn't have a Shacharis, and now I have a choice to make up Tashlumi Shacharis, or do Mincha. Well, wins? The Srach has a tremendous Chiddush. In many ways, he wants to say that since the whole basis of Tadir is only Zilachatkhila, it's based on Tadir, and therefore you're not going to have any more Tashlumin, so make up your Shacharis now, and his big Kiddush is you can do a Tashlumin in a vacuum, even with no Chova. And everyone jumps on the Tzrach, it seems against the simple reading of the Gemara and Chavah and Mabez, that you can't even do a Tashlumin before the Chova. That's why if you daven Havdalah in the second Shemoneh Esrei Saturday night after first, the way Rashi learns in others is, if you mock them the Tashlum before the Chovah, it's not even good, you have to daven a third, so certainly you can't do a Tashlum in a vacuum, and therefore, it's a no-go, you won't be able to do it. So we said you can't do Tashlum in a vacuum, and we had a discussion we had prior to that was, when you have a Tashlum with a Chovah, which one takes on which character? That seems to be a dispute to Malami, to Laholel, and the Rashat in terms of which takes on whose character. Does the Tashlumin take up the Chovah, the Chovah the Tashlumin? And that's the issue whether you can be Yotzei Chazara Tashat with the Magen Avos, perhaps even the Tashlumin and that. But that's, those are some of the issues with Tashlumin and Tefillah, and we'll have to, and then we had the Machlokes, Rav Chaim and the Mishnah Berura, and others, Rav Chiya Eger, on if you forget to daven Motzei Shabbos, where do you put Havdalah? Do you put it in the first one, or do you have the second? Mishnah Berura the second because that's the Pashas, that's what you're making up. And Rav Chaim says, no. It has nothing to do with Ma'ariv, it's a din in the first Tefillah's Kol. The first Tefillah's Kol, 99% of the time is Ma'ariv, but in this case it will be Shacharis, and that's where you put Havdalah in that. If you're brisker, you put it in the first one. And I guess we'll continue in 2 weeks.